Congrats on the album. It was recorded live in the studio in just 2 days, and it was the band's first time in a proper studio. What was that experience like, having to get used to a new environment on the run and the thinking behind recording it so quickly?
Yeah, it was really amazing actually recording it at Head Gap. The space itself was so cool. It was so much bigger than where we recorded the EP. We sort of recorded the EP in a tiny little studio out the back of Footscray. And this time was a bit more luxurious, I suppose, which was a little bit intimidating at the start, especially because we knew we only had 2 days to sort of get all the songs done. But we were working with Now, who was just such a legend, and he put us at ease straight away. And the whole process was just really fun. It sort of flowed really well.
Yeah, Now Anzai at his studio, and he's, you know, the called on person for everything Rolling Blackout's Coastal Fever has released. He's been across other top-notch Melbourne bands like Cash Savage and The Last Drinks, the Teskey Brothers and Death Wish. What was it like working with him?
Oh, it was so amazing. He was just so great to work with. He's just so knowledgeable, I think, and very calming as well. I think we're all a bit nervous, and he was really helpful in that way. Just, yeah, such a master at what he does. It was a pleasure to work with him. And we were all such big fans of that Cash Savage album, Good Citizens. So it was really cool to sort of work with him. And the sound that the album became was something that we were after. So, yeah, we were really happy.
Something that stuck out for me in a good way was the blazing harmonica playing on the album, which in addition to guitar is something that you're responsible for, Ash. And that started when you were a lot younger with some encouragement from your dad. Tell us about that.
So Dad has played harmonica all our lives. Me and my sister sort of grew up going to pubs to watch him play with blues bands and all of that. So it's sort of always been around us. Yeah, he was always encouraging us to learn harmonica or music in general. So he would always buy us harmonicas and sort of teach us a thing or two, which I never really had pursued fully. But when we started the band, I just sort of picked it up again and started playing. Yeah, found it was really, really fun thing to bring to the band, and I think a nice thing to sort of carry on. So, yeah, it's been really cool to sort of learn the harmonica and to add it into songs where it sort of works. And, yeah, it's been really fun.
Yeah, it's a weird instrument that I think maybe had its peak pre-70s but makes a comeback every once in a while. But it's done really well on the record here. Are there any harmonica players who you grew up with or influenced you to pick that back up for the record? I know you mentioned that your dad was a big influence in some of the pub bands that he played in and just some of the pub bands that you saw growing up. But were there any particular harmonica players that have stuck with you across the years?
Yeah, I think from watching Dad play, I always loved the harmonica. And I just love it in sort of pub rock songs like Midnight Oil when it's in there, or even Dick Diver have harmonica in some of their tracks. And I have always enjoyed hearing it pop up occasionally. Yeah, so I like hearing it when it pops up in songs, but I'd say definitely mainly from seeing all the blues bands growing up, I think really sort of started off my love for harmonica.
Yeah.
But in saying that, I hadn't always played it, so I'm still learning.
I mean, if you also talk about like that blues folk world as well, people like Neil Young and Bob Dylan come to mind too.
Yeah, definitely. And I've loved those artists as well. Pretty much, yeah, all that sort of folk blues stuff we sort of grew up listening to, and that's influenced our sound, I suppose, as well.
Last year's Backyard EP had a beautiful introduction from Uncle Bunna Laurie, an activist, Murning Elder and whale dreamer from the Nullarbor. Floodlights has mentioned that historical awareness is important when it comes to songwriting, which I think might have been something inspired from a Melbourne to Kimberley road trip that you and Louis and Joe took a couple years back. Talk to us about that experience.
Yeah, so Louis and I went on a trip around Australia 3 years ago, over a year, which was amazing. And that sort of influenced the writing of Nullarbor and Small Town Pub as well as other tracks on the album. Yeah, that trip was really amazing. And it was just cool to see Australian culture in all the different parts as we moved around. And we learned a lot from moving around in those spaces and the people we met along the way. And in terms of historical awareness, I think we just wanted to write songs about what we see happening in the society around us, of growing up in Australia and sort of, yeah, learning things along the way. So that's where those themes sort of really came through in the EP. And I think in the album as well, has always been influenced by what we have learned as we've grown up and as we travelled around as well.
Have you got any thoughts around Floodlights music described as being Australian or having an Australian sound and that Australiana tag that's put to it?
I think we're all a little, well, not surprised, but we never sort of had that in our mind as we were writing songs. I suppose they are quite Australiana when I look back, but it was never in the forefront of our minds that we were making Australiana music. I think we all just thought it was quite important to write lyrics that had meaning to us and were about things that we felt strongly about or were happening in the society around us, which I guess translates to being Australiana in that way, whether it's personal or personal experience or talking about the political landscape.